Hi, it's Janine Bosper here, and I am with Moana Robinson and Sumiko Ayres. The reason that we have got together, we are going to be running an Ignite Your Image, a personal brand and style showcase afternoon coming up on the 2nd of March, 2024. Not that far away, I can assure you. It'll be in the afternoon between 1 and 3. The reason that we're getting together is we just want to talk about what we'll be teaching on the on that particular afternoon, or more so, what skills you can walk away from those 2 hours with the three of us in the room. And I want to start with you, Sumiko. You love it when you go first. I know that. Sumiko, when we ran the showcase in October, and I couldn't believe how much I learned about how to hold a mobile phone and get the best pictures. Can you tell us, don't give too much away because that's what we're going to be doing on the day, but can you tell us what the outcome is when people can use their mobile phones to the most effective way to get the best photos?
Yes, nowadays it's very important to be able to take a good picture, and a mobile phone is the best tool you can have. It always you have, and how you can get the better photos with the angle or with the lighting, and the how, so I will teach you, and also how to set up your phone to be maximize your tool ability.
That's what I think I loved. What about you, Moana? Was we that practical component where we got to do that?
I loved some of the really simple tips that Sumi gave us, and I've now got them set on my phone. So now when I take photos, I know they're always going to be straight. And so many other tips that Sumi has showed us, just really simple things that I took away, and now my photos are so much better.
Yeah, maybe one little tip, Sumi, that you can share, but that so people go, oh my goodness, I need to attend so I can learn some more of that, because we are with our mobile phones all the time, and you are an amazing photographer. You've got your SL, is that the correct name for your camera? Is an SL?
BSL,
Yes. Yeah. So you've got that with you to, and you know, that's where the assumption is. That's the only way you can get great photos. And you know, they make the cameras clearer each time, but there's certain tips, isn't there? Really good techniques. Is there
Yes.
one little technique about having a good photo that you can share?
Yes, maybe that is a competition, how to place your subject. And I will say, give you a tip how you can make like a grid, using the grid. And most of the phone doesn't have a default setting for the grid. So I will show you how to set up the grid and how you can composite the photo better way.
Fantastic. That I know when the women who attended the October workshop, they were just, it was such a fun component of it. They were all, hello, everyone was getting stuck into it, and then oh, I didn't know I could do that. It was very cool.
Yes, and also I will give you a tip for how to take a selfie.
Excellent. I've just spent a few days with my grandson, and we've been taking a few selfies as we've been going through, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm trying to remember, you know, all of the different components. So yeah, great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, anything, Moana, that you wanted to ask Sumi?
Not so much us, but I just wanted to contribute that that tip that gave about the grid was so handy. I actually showed my art teacher, I've been going to art lessons, and she was showing us how to rule up a photo so that you can paint each section and get everything into proportions. And I showed her a photo that I'd enlarged, it already had the grid lines on it. So that was a really, really useful tip. I want to thank you for that. I think you've shown me a lot. I've known for Sumi for quite a while, and every time I'm with her, I pick up something new. So that's the benefit of just having Sumi there in the room. and being able to ask her some tips to do with the mobile phone.
Yeah, excellent. And as I said, we've got them with us all the time, so we want to be able to capture those moments as best as we possibly can. Now, Moana, at the Ignite Your Image afternoon, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about the 7 secrets to style. And if you uncover all of those secrets, that is what is going to encompass the stylish you. And it's all about you being stylish, your essence coming out and showing your personality through your style, and knowing how to dress and wear the right colors for your skin tone, your eye color, and your hair color. I'm going to be showing that, and people will have the opportunity to ask questions. It's very interactive, and I'll be having some people come up and I'll be showing them how to determine whether they are warm or cool and things like that. Have a warm or cool undertone, and also, you know, talking about body shapes and what to follow in fashion and what not to follow, and yeah, all sorts of tips to do with style.
I think, not from my own personal case, I know I have saved probably thousands of dollars knowing what styles suit me, what colors I can wear, and I can go into a shop and I can look through and go, nope, no colours. So it's the colours that I look for first of all. And then if I spot some colours, I'll pick out the items and go, no, style's not right. Or yes, it is. And I think that's the biggest benefit of knowing that, is just how quick you can shop. And especially those of us that, you know, aren't real keen shoppers but realise we have to do it every so often.
Or if people shop too much, then it stops them from buying clothes and colours that don't suit them. So there are two benefits, you know, people that shop not enough because they haven't got the confidence, or they just dislike shopping, or the people who love shopping and shop too much and just buy on impulse and get the clothes home and think, wow, this is just taking up rent-free space in my wardrobe. Now I've got to get rid of it, and now I've got to turn around and buy something else, and they just constantly make mistakes.
Yeah, save time and save money. And yes. If you know your style and your color, yes, that's wonderful tips. And also you all talk about the contrast often, and also the material. And I was very surprised when you said to me, because I have a shine on my face, shiny material suits me. That was I thought, wow, that is, I never knew. So that was a great tip you gave me, and always you give me new tips about the contrast or the color and style. That's so beneficial for me.
And you're someone who, you know, a lot about, you know, you're a very creative person. You know a lot about colour and style when it comes to photography. But I've even had someone who was an interior designer come to me to find out her colours. So it doesn't always carry through, you know, to sort of know what suits you, because we don't actually see ourselves as someone else sees us. Mm. Look in a mirror. It's not, we don't see everything the way that other people see us. So it's really good to have that outside person, even confirming what you already know about colour and style. And I guarantee that if you come along to our showcase, that you will walk away knowing something that you didn't know before.
That's such a good point, Moana, because I know when you and I have run, you know, very similar workshops over time, we've never run anything for $97, by the way. This particular workshop, coaching session, training session, the Ignite Ignite Your Image is all about. And that's, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's all it is $97. One of the things though I wanted to bring up the other day, Sumi, I know you volunteer at a charity shop for Safe Haven Communities, and Sumi put up some photos of different outfits that you were thinking of buying, and there was that you had about 5, and you said, which ones do you think I bought? And I think I picked one definitely, and I picked the other one as the other, because just knowing what I know about you and the colors that look great on you. So that was really cool to be able to do that and recognize it just through Moana's training over that time. Yeah.
Such a great friend to have.
Well, same. And the good thing is that everyone can benefit from having us all three in the same room. And Janine, can I turn the tables on you and ask you a few questions?
Certainly can.
When we have our showcase, you do give some tips about how to feel comfortable, don't you, in front of an audience, and also about how to bring out your story, your personal story.
And yes, so I do five key strategies to elevate your personal brand story. When we're in business, whether we're working in our own business or we're working for someone else, we are the image of our business, or we are ourselves. We may be in a senior management role, and we don't want to get lost in the business. We want to be able to stand out ourselves. So we have to be able to create that own personal brand. But when you create a brand in your own business, I mean, you can look at our back of our images behind us with our what do we call it? Our screensaver things we've got behind us. And that's our colors and our font and all of that. But I'm talking about you as a personal brand and how you can clearly define what you bring to your market or what you bring to your business and what would be the advantage of people working with you or working for you or working that you can deliver something that they want. And how you get that message across as clear as possible is part of that story. And that's one of the things I absolutely love to do is being able to ask the right questions to be able to dig down and get that information. And a lot of people will say, I don't really have a story. And, you know, ladies, that was one of the things I used to think about when I started as a speaker was, you know, I've had clients jumped out of an airplane and broken every bone in the body. I've never, you know, gone diving and been attacked by a shark. And I've had all these clients. And I've had a client that was PTSD and won police awards. And I'm thinking, well, I don't have a story. And it's really amazing when you start digging that every single person has a story. And what makes some people even more relatable is because exactly that reason, you can relate to someone who has a story that might be just like yours, and how you can really recognize how important that is and how you can share that with the world is what I help people do.
I'd say that everyone has a story. It's just a matter of knowing how to extract that story. Would you agree with that, Sumi?
Yes, and also what Janine's fantastic about it, and when we say something and it's you put the word together like, oh my gosh, how lovely that sounds. And that's every time you hear somebody's story, you bring up like, yeah, with a nice words and you ask more questions about the deep diving about what they are saying and put it things together. Oh, say it again. You are a magician of words.
Thank you for that, Sumi. It's what I love to do. And part of it may be just even to deliver a pitch that is long or, you know, a full written story, but how you can do that. And it's really all about talking about what you can do for somebody rather than the things you do. And I think that's the biggest takeaway is what you can do for somebody, not what you do. Because really nobody cares about that. They just want to care about what you can do for them and how you can tell that in a minute or in 1,000 words.
What would you say to someone who has too many stories? You know, we all know those people who have a million stories that they could tell, and they want to tell everybody all of their life stories of all of their lives that they lived in one lifetime. How do you extract that one important story?
It doesn't really always have to be one story. It can be a blend of a few stories. The whole reason of telling a story is to have an outcome with a purpose. And that's the main important part, is what is the purpose of telling that? When I run any of my training, if I'm speaking for an hour, I'll probably tell 10 anecdotes, little small stories, because they're a lot more memorable than me doing training, but I'll continue. So there's always little small stories. In everything you do every single day of the week, you can pull a story out of it. But it's important to figure out the purpose. What purpose is telling this story? And if it has got a purpose, then it's definitely worth telling.
That's really interesting. And I guess sometimes that purpose depends on the audience.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It has to be relevant. And that's one of the things I talk about all the time, is that relevance to what you're doing and who the audience is. And I know when we help people pull the stories together when we take them on retreat, it's very much that some of them are people in business, so it was to get more speaking opportunities. For others, they were wanting to step into CEO roles and to get, you know, higher employment. It was, so the story has to be relevant to that. And what's the purpose of telling it?
Yeah,
which is great. I'm looking forward to it. We ran in October when it was such a great afternoon, that we've decided to do this again, because it's a benefit for people just to, you know, to have the three of us in the same room, learning those skills that you can take away and you can apply immediately in your life and in your business. And I know we decided it was $97, and that's all we're charging for this one. We'd love to see everybody there, wouldn't we?
Yep. So I've got the link down below or with this podcast. And we'd love to see you there. We've got some refreshments there, and we've got some lots and lots of information for you to take away.
Yes, and also networking opportunity with other people.
Definitely.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sumi. That was such a great point with the others. There were some amazing connections in the room. That was a real advantage for some of the people that attended, was that networking. And we got bubbles again, Mo.
Yes, we will have bubbles.
Bubbles.
Always have bubbles.
I think such an important factor when you're learning and celebrating, and it makes a very social afternoon of it. It is in Price Street. What's the address, Moana?
Being Price Street, Southport. Mm-hmm. And registrations are essential so that we know how many people are coming, so that we can sort out the catering. And yeah, we've got some goodies there for you. We always have a lucky door prize, which we love putting together, and we would love to see you there.
Excellent. What we'll do is, if you're listening to this as a podcast, we'll have it in the show notes, at the QR code that you can go straight to, and the link to book. And if you are watching it on YouTube, you'll definitely see the QR code and the link to be able to book. Don't leave it till the last moment. We need to know for catering and how many people in the room. We're limited to about 20 in the room, and so we'll only be able to take the first 20 people who register to attend. Why not start 2024 with a bit of knowledge, but also a bit of pampering and just an amazing fun afternoon out with the ladies.
And ignite your image for 2024.
Yes. It's a fun event. I cannot wait to see you guys.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Please, please, please get in touch and attend. And if you've heard anything that you've loved today and you want to know a bit more about the retreat, I did mention that a little bit, then please also get in touch with that. We'd love to see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye.